This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. This is the Radio Labour News Briefing for the week April 12th to 18th. In China, 30,000 workers at a shoe factory in the south of the country are on strike. They are protesting unpaid social benefits, poor wages, and improper labour contracts. Construction workers building the facilities for the 2014 World Cup of football, soccer, in Brazil ended a four-day strike with a victory. They won a 9% wage increase and an increase in their food stamps. The United States threatened to cancel a trade agreement with Swaziland because the monarchy dictatorship in that country continues to abuse labor rights. The Central Labor Federation in Swaziland, which is banned, had planned a major demonstration but was refused a license. The International Transport Workers Federation, the ITF, signed a cooperation agreement with the All China Federation of Trade Unions. The Chinese Federation is the only labor organization allowed to operate in the country. Worldwide protests were held to condemn the safety record of mining giant Rio Tinto. Demonstrators pointed to incidents such as the death of 33 workers in Peru last year, which could have been avoided if safety measures had been implemented. The demonstrations were organized by Industrial, the global union federation which represents mine workers at the world level. The World Bank and the International Monetary Fund held their spring meetings in Washington. They were told by the International Labor Organization, the ILO, to act immediately to avert a global unemployment crisis. And that was the Radio Labor News Briefing for the week April 12th to 18th. This is Radio Labor. A global trade agreement, which will significantly affect all the world's economies and put more pressure on governments to privatize public operations, is being negotiated in Geneva in secret. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
The global labor movement is organizing a day of action to protest the trade agreement, which is being negotiated in secret and will affect 40% of the world's trade. The Trade in Services Agreement, TISA, is being negotiated by the 28 countries of the European Union, plus 22 other countries, including the United States, Canada, Australia, Japan, Norway, Germany, Mexico, and the United Kingdom. The trading bloc that is being created will be so powerful that even those countries that are not part of the agreement will be affected. TISA will have an especially harmful effect on public services. That is why Public Services International, the PSI, is at the head of the campaign against the agreement. PSI is the global union federation which represents public employee unions at the world level. A report prepared by the PSI shows that TISA will promote more privatizing of public services. It will permanently block the ability of government to establish new services or bring back services into the public sector. It will restrict the right of government to legislate in areas such as workers' safety, environmental regulations, and consumer protections. Its provisions will extend to licensing healthcare facilities and accrediting schools and universities. It will cover municipal water provision, waste disposal facilities, power plants, and broadcasting agencies. PSI is calling the secret negotiations an attack on the democratic rights of citizens to know what their governments are doing in their name. It wants the draft provisions of the agreement published. The day of action will be held on Monday, April 28th. Unions, NGOs, and other civil society groups will participate in demonstrations all across the world. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
The United States has the highest state of economic inequality amongst Western countries. For example, a recent study produced by the largest labor federation in the U.S., the AFL-CIO, showed that chief executive officers of companies earn 330 times more than the average American worker. One of the more effective ways to reduce economic inequality is to provide people with quality education. But at the same time that economic inequality is growing in the U.S., the country's public education system is under attack. Here is Loretta Johnson talking to a conference of teachers and other education workers at a conference held in Dublin, Ireland, April 7th to 9th. Dr. Johnson is the Secretary Treasurer of the American Federation of Teachers. The AFT has 1.5 million members in the U.S.
When we talk about equality in the USA, we are really talking about poverty, and we have to deal with that. We talk about poor people, and we talk about the struggles that they meet, but we can't talk about poverty without talking about race in my country. in an urban city, I come from an urban city, Baltimore, Maryland, we have remaining tracts of poverty, and we have an overwhelming number of people trapped in the poverty are African American. The children in Baltimore and many other places in the USA, some come to school with no food, less care than affluent families. We also have some that are homeless. They go to homeless shelters and come to school in a day. These are conditions we face that we are leveling the playing field, and it's very important for our work in the educational support staff. But more important is in the USA, public education is being attacked by the one percenters, the people who fund foundations. They are really after public schools. They're after the democracy, and they are now pushing very hard in legislation that would take away public schools and public rights. You know, so in AFT, we have started a campaign, and our campaign is Reclaim the Promise. Reclaim the promise of public education, reclaim the promise about democracy, reclaim the promises of health care, reclaim the promise of public services, because the attack is there for our students in the academic world. And we're the ones, you know, that have to guide that education. Education is our way. So in our program, we have been talking more and more and working with our legislators to preserve public education. In every country, education is being attacked.
Now here are the American folk singers Alexandra Bradbury and Julian Gonzalez with All the Union Ladies, Solidarity.
All the union gents.
All the union ladies.
All the union gents.
And that's it. Now you're up to date with the latest international labor news you can use. Radio Labor's daily newscasts are available on its website, Facebook, iTunes, union websites, mobile phones, and community radio stations. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.